I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Today.
Now, when we say big, we mean big.
We mean if someone had said to us at the start of December last year that by the end of January, this would have been even a question, even a scenario, we'd have been like, what?
We'd have laughed. Like, we'd have been like, stop it. Don't be ridiculous.
When this actual thing happens, we're going to have to be together and go and look at it together.
Hang on, what? Oh,
we're going to have to go.
Yes,
we cannot
yes.
be separate.
Agreed. So this is something, right? No, in fact, should we save this for the mate? Okay,
we're
going to be really annoying. Yeah. I'm going to say you have to listen to the end of the pod.
You could forward through, listen to it and come back again.
But don't, because there's some other really good stuff we're going to talk about. But at the end of the pod today, and it's not that long to make, it's what, like 15, 20 minutes or something, there's going to be some big news. Huge. Welcome to the last episode of season 16. We're having a week off next week. This is the last one. It's gone really quick, actually, isn't it, this one? I thought January would drag on, but actually it hasn't.
I don't know my arse from my elbow at the moment. I'm not going to lie. There's been so much. This has been by far our biggest season ever, ever. So much going on.
Yeah.
Our little bottoms haven't touched our chairs.
And you're going to find out exactly why later on the Mate today. But yes, this is the Laura and Becky Show. Welcome along. We're best mates. We used to be on the radio and now we do this podcast every day.
We are sponsored by Prince Family Law Solicitors, Redbrick Estate Agents and East Midlands Airport.
So we were on a stakeout last night, weren't we? We haven't done one for a while.
We're quite picky about, obviously, we have to be very careful. Like, we want to be comfortable with who we're staking out. We don't want to put ourselves in danger. But this one was too good not to do.
It was. Also as well, sometimes these things change at the last minute. Mm-hmm. So we'll have one planned and then from the person who's messaging us, they're like, no, we can't do tonight because the person we're meant to be staking out, their plans have changed. So there's a lot of logistics that goes on behind the scenes, God. I mean, God, you just wouldn't believe it.
Also, this is a free of charge service we're getting.
Yeah.
I mean, when are we going to start charging for this? Can we?
I don't know.
It's quite fun though, isn't it?
Enjoy it. But obviously, like, we have to make sure that our kids are looked after.
Yeah.
And like, there's a lot that goes into it. But anyway, last night all came to fruition. And we were excited / nervous about this one because we hadn't been out for a while.
Yeah.
And, I mean, in the end, this one ended up with us getting out of the car and going out in public, which we never normally do. We kind of stay in the safety and the confines of the car.
Yeah, we were proper out in public, like proper, like a busy train station.
Yeah.
But I quite liked it. And There will come a day where we're doing something and someone's going to come up to us and go, are you on a stakeout?
Well, you were paranoid last night when we were on the platform, because obviously it was quite busy. It was during rush hour. A lot of people getting on and off the train. You kept going, I keep thinking people are looking at us. And to be fair, I did it because were we acting suspicious?
Yes. I would.
I think when you're doing something naughty, you automatically think that people are watching you, don't you? You just get that feeling like, oh, they're looking
at us. I'm going to say this though, Becky. I think we're getting really good at this.
We were quite good last night.
We never give away where we are. We never show anyone.
We try not to.
And last night, I don't know whether we should say what happens. I think if you haven't seen it, you should go and watch
it. Go and see the video. So we put updates on our TikTok and on our Instagram. Yeah. So you can see it on one of those. And we've literally put everything. In fact, you can see us on... Are we saying... Yeah, we're saying we got on the train, aren't
we? Yeah.
So you can see us on the train. Okay? Yeah. If you haven't actually seen that, we filmed us actually getting on the train, which was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun, but we are so tired today.
Oh my God.
I am exhausted.
Also, we did go for a cheeky little pale rosé after it kind of... climaxed last night, because we were like, right, we just need a wine. Drink. And it wasn't the best, actually.
No, it wasn't.
Was it?
It's giving me a bit of a headache.
It wasn't the palest. It didn't taste that great. We weren't like keen on where we went.
Yeah.
So we're both a bit today.
But anyway.
Yeah, but it was a fun night, wasn't it?
It was a fun night. Mm.
So on the subject of our stakeout last night, whilst we were on TikTok Live and Insta Live, which we've started doing it both at the same time, which is very confusing, isn't it?
It's very overwhelming and it's very confusing.
It is, but whilst we were on there, we were chatting to a lot of the people who were very
Mate,
invested.
We're going to have to stop because we just had an email. Hang on. Right, sorry, we're back.
False alarm,
This is the kind of thing that's happening to us at the moment though, isn't it?
Oh my God. We can't cope. Anywho.
Right.
So when we were on the live last night, somebody mentioned on the live, they were like, why don't like we all meet up and we all get cheetah fleeces and we all meet up and like go to a bar or do a walk and like just girls together.
Yeah.
And we were like, what a great idea. Thank you to whoever suggested that, by the way. We're going to run with it.
We're going to see if we can make it happen. And I think what we envisage is like maybe, I think first of all, like maybe 50, 60, 70, 100 people.
Oh, crikey.
That's a lot of people to manage, isn't it? I don't want it to get too health
and safety.
Well,
we're not in charge.
No?
No.
Who's in charge? You're in charge of yourself.
You're all responsible
for your own.
I don't want to be in charge.
Okay.
Man. We're just there to get them there, but we are not in charge of anyone.
I'm thinking in the spring. I'm thinking
when it's a bit warmer.
A bit warmer.
Yeah.
We're going to organise it.
And everyone can wear a fleece. I mean, if you've got a cheetah fleece or a zebra print one, perfect. Yeah. If not, just wear any fleece. Yeah. That's fine.
We'll try and get some fleeces for everyone.
Yes.
We know people that know
people.
Goodie bags.
And then, so we go on a walk, but more importantly, we all end up in a nice country pub afterwards where we can all have a good old chinwag.
Yeah, we're going to do it. The cheetah.
Would you be up for it? That's what we want to know. Who's up for it?
Who's in?
Yeah, message us if you're in.
And actually, if no one turns up, we'll just go for a nice walk.
Yes.
So it's a win-win.
I love it. This is a great idea. I've got a new nightly routine, which I'm thoroughly enjoying.
Go on, tell me.
So, I mean, when I say my night routine, it kind of starts at about 4 p.m.
Right.
Okay. So because it's so dark and cold at the moment, when I bring Lily in from school, right, we normally get in about 4 p.m. And I'm like, right, that's it for the night. Mate, the door gets locked.
Yeah.
We both get in our comfies, maybe PJs. The curtains get drawn. The candles get lit. The fire might get lit some nights. And that's us in for the night. And I think, we're not going out again tonight. And I settle in for the evening.
Nice.
And I love it. Herkel-derkeling.
Herkel-derkeling.
I saw somebody use that on their TikTok video the other day, by the way. It was Laura Pashley, wasn't it, who messaged us about it, saying it's called herkel-derkeling when you like hibernate. Apparently it's a Scottish word.
Okay.
The Scots use it a lot. Herkel-derkeling.
Herkel-derkel.
Yeah, love it.
Love it.
So I'm in full-on herkel-derkeling mode at the moment. Lily, my daughter, she hasn't really got much choice because I locked the door and she's not allowed out, okay?
And it's all dark.
And then if we venture up to bed, we get traitors on. So we have a traitors binge. Okay, we'll put the electric blanket on. We watch that. And I am in my herbal tea era at the moment. I mean, at the moment I've got it's a green tea with a touch of lemon,
which
I rather like. So I have that, but it could be peppermint. In fact, I'm going to buy some more today. I'm going to vary the flavours up.
There's a nice mango mango and raspberry one that I like. Yeah,
do you have it before bed?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
It's like, and I always have a little bit of chocolate, just a tiny little bit of chocolate with sea salt maybe.
Nice.
And I sit there, have it in bed, traitors is on, electric blanket, peppermint tea or green tea, little bit of chocolate. That is, I'm happy as Larry.
Lovely.
Mm.
I think you have to do that when the weather's like this.
Agreed.
I think give it 4 weeks, maybe end of Feb, you'll be like a flower. Your petals will start to grow and you'll be like, oh, hello. But for now, mate, just
do it. I'm a little bit out of the hot chocolate era. We had one yesterday. In fact, Laura and I bumped into each other by accident yesterday.
I mean, what are the chances? I mean, I never go to Sheffield. And there I was in Sheffield. And who do I see?
Me. You. Well, I actually noticed your car. So I thought, I know that registration. And I was like, I know that hair. I know that face. So we went for a cheeky little hot chocolate together. Yeah. But I wasn't feeling it.
No.
I'm definitely in my herbal tea phase at the moment.
I like tea at the moment, I have to say.
I wish I liked tea. I don't like I normal tea. Builder's tea.
Oh, I love it.
I wish I did. So, because it's such a nice, easy, light thing to drink, isn't it? Maybe I need to try and get into it.
Yeah, I always start my day with a tea. Always.
I find it too milky.
Oh, well, you don't put a lot of milk in. There's more milk in coffee, mate.
I know, but I think with tea, because it's like lighter, you can taste the milk more.
Coffee, mate. Do you remember Coffee Mate?
Coffee Mate.
Coffee Mate.
Do you know what? My friend Dave, he's got a little trick that he does with like Coffee Mate or a coffee whitener.
Right.
So he makes a coffee, he adds milk in, and he adds Coffee Mate or a whitener. Mate, it makes it really creamy. It's so good. Yeah.
Okay.
Proper, nice, creamy coffee.
Right. I might try that.
But it's very 90s, isn't it?
I'm a bit icky about it. I'm not going to lie.
Give it a go.
I don't even think I could buy Coffee Mate.
Do they still do it? Do they even still do it in the
supermarket? Who buys Coffee Mate?
I mean, I think he did it because he's a boy, right?
Right.
And he's like, milk always goes off in the fridge because he never uses it.
Coffee Mate. All right, mate.
Yeah, you want a coffee, mate?
Is that it?
And I think it's that the milk doesn't go off. So he's always just got Coffee Mate in his cupboard. I think it's more of a bloke thing, isn't it? Yeah, let's say some Coffee Mate. Shall we do a little break before our big news?
Let's do the break.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I think, actually, just going to put it out there, we can be a bit more... Well, we were going to do a video and be a bit like, oh, it's the... I think we can be quite honest with what's going on our pod.
How honest?
I think we can,
can't we?
Are we
mentioning who and where and when?
I think so. Yes.
Okay.
I think so, because we're not doing it on socials.
All right. Do you know what?
Shall we?
Anyway, we say who, we say when, we say how much this is our pod. Okay.
Do you think so?
Let's maybe just name... In fact, I'm going to write it down on a piece of paper. Let's just name...
Yes. Okay.
So not say who that yet is.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's all right.
Right, let's do it. Yep.
Right.
Let's say that at the end. Let's take a bit of detail first.
Yeah, right. Little meeting over.
Meeting mid-pod.
So, since we've been doing our videos that have gone viral, we've obviously been contacted by a lot of different companies, right? So clothing companies, jewellery, that kind of thing.
Which is very exciting.
Very exciting. Also, the media. So other media outlets, such as TV and newspapers. Not so much radio, though.
No one from radio doesn't funny want us that. Back, do they?
They don't want us on it, do they?
No, they sacked us and they still don't want us.
We'll never be back on the airwaves, will we?
I don't think we'd last.
I don't think I could step foot in a radio studio.
No. Anyway, so something happened. We got approached by somebody who we were both very excited about. In fact, I think I saw it before you.
Yes.
I was trying to get in touch with you and you were not answering your phone and you were not replying to me on WhatsApp. And I just kept going, mate. mugged. And it got more and more kind of like panicked as it went on. I know you finally called me back and we had a call with this person.
Yeah.
So we have been umming and ahhing about this, haven't we? We've been like, should we do it? Should we not? We just weren't sure.
Well, we went back and forth with the idea of what they wanted to do and it just didn't sit right, did it? We were just a bit like, oh, I don't know how that would work, but we thought it might ruin
what we were doing as well.
Yeah. So we kind of like went a bit back and forth and then suddenly we were making a pot noodle, weren't we? We were actually making a pot noodle and we suddenly just went, okay, if they want to do this with us, we need to be open and honest about it. And they just do it with us.
It came to us like a light bulb moment whilst we were making jumbo pot noodles in the kitchen. So basically, we've been approached by a journalist, haven't we, from a very credible paper. I mean, I actually can't believe that paper has approached us. I thought we'd be more like tabloids. Yes. Do you know what I mean? But this is, so we were very excited. We're like, oh my God, this is like credible. So what the journalist wants to do is essentially follow us, come and meet us, interview us, do some pictures with us, and come on a live Cheetahs stakeout to see how it all works and get a feel for it.
Yeah. So that's what they're doing.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're thinking of it like Louis Theroux, aren't we? This is how we're picturing it in our heads. So like when Louis Theroux goes to America and he meets like prostitutes. We're not prostitutes. Or he goes and meets men on death row in jails and he you know, grills them and just follows them around and gets to know them.
Yeah.
I feel like this is what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Maybe Louis Theroux will get in touch with us next.
I don't think I could cope.
I would have a heart attack on the spot.
I don't think I could cope with that.
Louis?
Because he's kind of my guilty pleasure.
Oh, he's
mine. He wouldn't last a second in a car with us.
We'd be like, about his floppy hair and the way he's a bit nervy and a bit posh.
Well, his cousin, is it his cousin or his brother? Is what's his face, isn't it?
Who?
Oh, you must know.
What? No, who?
Louis Theroux, is it his brother? You're going to die.
Who is
he? He's a famous Hollywood actor.
What?
Yeah, mate, I swear to you.
Oh, Jason Theroux, who is married to Jennifer Aniston.
That's it.
Sorry, I just forgot about him.
Anyway, so I don't know, maybe we shouldn't name the paper.
All right, let's say. Well, you're going to probably know very soon anyway.
Yeah.
All right, let's leave it.
Let's not.
Then, yeah.
So basically,
we don't want to get into trouble.
Next week, we have a journalist from a very, very big paper coming out with us on a stakeout. They're doing a photo shoot first.
She's going to do a feature.
We're going to be in the paper.
Which we can't believe. But listen, we've probably said too much. That's all we're going to say for now, isn't it? But you'll know very soon. Just keep an eye on our socials and stuff and you will know exactly what's happening. Oh. But I am quite nervous about this. Are you?
Yes, I am actually, yeah. Mm. And it's weird though, because obviously we're out there. Mm. We're out there anyway. We're out there on TikTok. We're out there on Insta. Like, our video's got millions of views. So I don't know why we would be nervous.
I think it's because it's something different, isn't it? And also, I think because we've got someone else with us. So normally it's me and you. Well, we're never so comfortable together.
Yeah, there's never anyone else. We never let anyone else in, do we?
No, so that's going to be weird, having somebody eyeballing us the whole time. But we'll get them involved.
We'll get them involved. They'll love it.
Well, do you know what? On the stakeout this week, we were saying we could do with a helper because there was so much going on, wasn't there, last night. We were like, we could do with some help. We'll get them helping us. They can be like our assistant.
Oh, God. Yeah.
So, guys, this is very exciting. We just had to tell you.
The pod's not on next week, so you're going to have to go to our social media. You're literally going to have to do it because we can't update you on the pod next week. So. Yeah. Or maybe we will.
Oh, a little surprise
little
one,
cheeky.
Maybe. On that note as well, we've got a bonus episode out today, haven't we, which we're really excited about. So you do need to be a little feral to go and listen to it. So click the link in this description, wherever you listen to the podcast or in our social media bios, and you can become a little feral. And it's a goodie.
Yeah,
today.
It's a really good one. We've got Lisa Prince on from Prince Family Law, and we discussed something very, very interesting.
Something that we didn't know.
No.
It's juicy.
It's good. So anyway, that's it from us. We have a week off now. For those of you that are new to the pod, we have a little break. Don't worry, it's only a week. Mm-hmm. And there's loads of other pods to go back and listen to.
Yes, and the bonus episode today as well. But guys, thank you. Season 16 has been
a blast.
Oh my God, it really has. Yeah, love you guys. We'll see you next season.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. Just quickly, make sure you subscribe to our podcast.
Yeah, you are going to get all the juicy extra bits that we don't talk about on the normal podcast. And trust us, they're good.
They are good. And no adverts. So click the link in the bio of this podcast, wherever you're listening to it, or you'll find it on our Insta at The Laura and Becky Show.